You're listening to 91.3 WISO on WISO.org and NPR One. Many people in the Miami Valley know of the high school pop a cappella group 11th Hour, their appearance on NBC's Sing Off, and their success at competitions. At their peak, choral director Brody McDonald chose a different road for this group that paved the way for the National Camp a cappella at Wright State this week. Community Voices producer David Seitz looks into how Brody McDonald helped make Ohio an epicenter for pop a cappella.
When singers in 11th Hour pitch a new song to Brody McDonald, it's gotta grab him.
It has to survive my dog walk test. I put the song on my iPod on repeat, and if I can make it through a whole 20-minute dog walk and listen to the same song and not get tired of it, then it can go in the set.
McDonald says pop a cappella requires the same musical chops needed for the best composers of madrigals from way back in the 1500s. Madrigals were the pop music of their time.
Why would an arrangement of Jaywalk, which is a song you hear on the radio today, why is a 8-part arrangement of Jaywalk for some reason musically less valid than an 8-part Lottie piece or an 8-part Orlando Gibbons setting? They're equally difficult.
To make it more difficult, there's only 7 people, and each one sings a different part. Joe Schlangen sings bass and is student director. He led the group without McDonald once a week. At these rehearsals, they would talk about what the songs meant to them. They had one of these conversations over John Mayer's ballad, Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, one of Joe's solos.
We decided that it was about when something is falling apart, but you can't really do anything about it. People would talk about past relationships. You're friends with someone, but you know things are kind of taking a different turn. And so it's kind of like acceptance of something that you can't really change.
Deke Sharon knows a lot about young singers. He was vocal producer for NBC's The Sing Off and the Pitch Perfect movies.
So many times groups don't get it, or high schoolers have their hands in their pockets and they're too cool for school. Brody students do not have that problem. They are fully engaged musicians who understand the technical aspects of music, but more importantly, the emotional connection to the song and how to convey that to an audience.
At the top of their game, Brody McDonald and his group 11th Hour could have kept competing and competing. Instead, they chose to share pop a cappella in high schools throughout Ohio and beyond.
We give away all the secrets. You know, we're like magicians on TV saying, this is how this trick is done.
Then McDonald founded the Ohio A Cappella Festival, which has grown to 70 groups in 10 years.
We have that friendly rivalry with other groups. We love them like brothers and sisters. But, you know, we're like, hey, you know, these guys are coming to our festival. They're going to sing well. We got to sing well.
In this spirit, Brody McDonald and Deke Sharon recently created Camp A Cappella at Wright State. The camp welcomes middle schoolers to age 100 and singers of all abilities from all over the country.
We're trying to spark a love of music and an interest in vocal harmony that will last their entire lives. But when you're working with people one-on-one, you really are able to change their lives.
McDonald knows the power of these small moments at the camp. One day, he turned the corner and came upon a group who had left the classroom to sing in the atrium.
Here's these people standing in a circle, fixated on each other, some of them eyes closed, singing something incredibly gorgeous. And then when it was over, it was just group hug, right? And that feeling that, you know, hey, we made that.
For Culture Couch, this is David Seitz.